Pray, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to see how the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled in Jesus, and help us to choose to trust and obey you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, do you ever feel bewildered by having too much choice? I have that feeling whenever I go to Tesco's. There's just so much choice. What do you choose? And prosperity leading to multiplicity of choice can even become a bit tiresome. Prime Minister Herbert Asquith, who was Prime Minister in the early 20th century, was once a guest of the Rothschilds at Wadston Manor, where the estate dairy farm contained a selection of prize cattle from around the world. And the story goes that as Asquith was being waited on in the afternoon by the butler at Wadston Manor, the following conversation ensued. The butler said, "Tea or coffee, sir?" "Tea, please," answered Asquith. "China, India, or Ceylon, sir?" asked the butler. "China, please." "Lemon, milk, or cream, sir?" "Milk, please," replied Asquith. "Jersey, Hereford, or Shorthorn, sir?" asked the butler. Life may give us lots of choices over things that don't really matter. But every so often, we're faced with a choice that does matter. And I think for Christians, the general rule is that the more important the choice, the likelier the choice is to be a simple one. Trust God or go our own way. At a time of crisis, or a time when we come to one of those forks in the road, or when we find ourselves facing a particular temptation, are we going to trust and obey God on the one hand, or are we going to try and do things our way on the other? The two readings which we've just had speak of two men who each had that kind of choice in a crisis. Isaiah 7 opens at a time of political panic. Matthew 1 opens in a time of personal crisis. So let's look at Isaiah 7 first. And if we could have, please, the PowerPoint up, Felix. Thank you. The context of Isaiah 7 is that the kingdom of Judah, ruled by King Ahaz, who was from the line of King David, that kingdom is under threat. The northern kingdom of Israel, capital city Samaria, and the kingdom of Aram, capital Damascus, they were both rather frightened of the new superpower, Assyria. And they wanted Jerusalem to ally herself with them so as to stand more chance of defending themselves against Assyria. Well, Ahaz was terrified of Israel and Aram attacking him to kind of force him into an alliance. And he refused. He didn't want to fight Assyria. Now, Ahaz was in a difficult position. He was respons-